Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel, found in John 15 and 16. I read to you especially chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. This is God's word. The verse I just read to you talks about bearing witness. So I want to begin today by asking you, what have you witnessed lately? Perhaps a lot of things you don't really like to look at. What are you seeing right now? A lot of uncertainty, isn't there? I mean, it's hard to know what 2 weeks from now will look like, let alone 2 months from now, or even this fall or this winter. We see a lot of people scared. Maybe we're among them at times. We see a lot of people frightened for the future, either because they fear sickness and death, or they fear their well-being economically. We hear the stories about the rise of depression, alcohol use, domestic violence, drug use. A lot of it's anecdotal. There's probably some stats out there that back all that up, but it wouldn't be surprising at a time like that, like now, to witness that. We might not like what we see. And so we gather this morning to put our eyes on Jesus, to let him be the one we see. And that's really what our gospel for today from John 15 and 16 is about. It's about putting our eyes on Jesus, on seeing him. Jesus talks about bearing witness. But he's not talking about you bearing witness, you Christians, or me bearing witness, the pastor up here. He talks about the Spirit bearing witness, and he talks about the apostles bearing witness. I want to talk to you a little bit about that word this morning, witness, because it's a word we kind of misuse in the church. Another word that's similar, that comes from the same Greek word, is the word testimony. We either say witness or testimony, to give witness or to testify. They mean the same thing. They come from the same word in the Greek. The thing is, we often use the words witness and testimony, and we don't quite use them in the same way the New Testament uses them. We're told that we should witness to others about Jesus. We should give our testimony about Jesus. The problem with that is that you and me, we haven't seen Jesus in the same way that the apostles saw Jesus, or that the Holy Spirit sees Jesus. We're not witnesses in the same way. The Holy Spirit, who is given to us by the Son, who proceeds from the Father, he has seen Jesus. He could give testimony. He could bear witness about Jesus because he has seen him. He knows him. He's one with him. Jesus then tells the apostles that they too will bear witness because they have been with him from the beginning. They heard his sacred teachings. They witnessed his holy, sinless life. They saw him arrested, go off to suffer and be nailed to a cross. They saw him risen from the dead with their eyes, his physical body. They watched him ascend into heaven on the 40th day. They were witnesses in ways that you and I can never be a witness. At least not on this side of glory. We haven't seen Jesus in that way. But the Holy Spirit bears witness, gives testimony. The apostles bear witness, give testimony, so that you and I, with eyes of faith, can look upon Jesus. Though we do not see him here in his body, faith holds on to the trust and reality that he is here with us in his word. That he has not abandoned his church. Neither in pandemic, neither in economic collapse, nor in any of the messes that were plaguing our world before all of this. Jesus is with his church, and through faith, we see him. We see him lifted up for us, nailed to a cross, to pay, to give his blood for our sins. The apostles bore witness. The Spirit bore witness so that we would know that it's true, that Jesus did speak the word of God because he is the word itself. And the apostles wrote it down for us so that word can be with us today, so the Spirit can dwell among us through it. They witnessed his death. They saw him resurrected. And they give their testimony that he has died for you and lives for you and ascended into heaven for you and will come again for you. They are witnesses of this. And because of their witness, because they have seen these things and written it for us, faith looks on Jesus. Here's him who dwells in his word and gives his spirit and says, he has done it all for me. It may have been easy to lose sight of that. Not just over these last 2 months, but for a long time prior. That Jesus is there with his church. And we place our eyes on him through faith and look to him who dies and rises to life for us. God, forgive us for the ways that we have failed to keep our eyes on him and have let our gaze become fixed only upon the problems of this world. Jesus made clear to his disciples that they would face those same problems in their lives. That they would encounter opposition for declaring the word of God, and they could expect to perhaps even have their lives taken from them. Jesus told them that people would think they were actually offering a service to God by putting them to death. One of them was Saint Paul, who prior to his witness of Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, put Christians to death and did it out of what he thought was faithfulness to God. It's been easy these last couple weeks especially to wonder if we as Christians are being persecuted for wanting to gather together in churches and resume gathering around the Lord's table. Maybe we are, maybe we aren't. I think we should be hesitant to try to paint that brush over leaders, officials, and other people. But even people will oppose us as the church with the best of intentions. That's what the apostles faced. And no doubt that's what we'll face as the church in some measure or another. But thanks be to God, the Spirit does not leave his church. The Helper, the Spirit of Truth, Jesus calls him. the helper, the comforter, the counselor. There's all different ways to translate this Greek word. The ESV that we hear this morning uses the word helper. The Holy Spirit dwells among us, dear friends, in Jesus to remind us and let us know that we can place our eyes on Jesus in faith. And he has never left us. We can witness Jesus. We can give testimony about Jesus because the disciples have shared their word. The Spirit has dwelled in the word. I talked about that word that means to bear witness, to give testimony, to testify. The Greek word which is rendered in our text today as bear witness is martyreo. It's where we get the word martyr. A martyr is someone who gives witness, testimony to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We look on him, place our eyes on him, witness him through the witness of the Spirit and the witness of the apostles. And in so doing, we become martyrs ourselves. God grant that we would never have to, as martyrs, lay down our life. But should that come, should that moment arrive where we are torn between placing our eyes on Jesus in faith, bearing witness to saying, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ has lived for me, died for me, risen for me, and ascended to heaven and reigns and will come again for me, that our eyes would always be held fast on him, that his Spirit would strengthen us and give us faithfulness to place our eyes where they belong. The author to the Hebrews writes that we, the church, should fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, when we place eyes on him in his death and his resurrection, his promises, we join that band of witnesses, the apostles, those throughout the church who have given their lives for the name of Jesus Christ, those who delivered the witness to us that Jesus is Lord of all, that he has died and risen from the grave and lives and reigns for all of us. We become those witnesses as well. We place our eyes on the one who endured the cross, who overcame the cross, and who will deliver us from the crosses that we carry. Dear friends in Jesus, rejoice. The one you look upon in faith, he lives. He triumphs. He dwells among us. And once again next week, we hear his invitation to come to his table, where he'll be with us in his body and blood. God grant you eyes of faith to look upon the one who was pierced for you, the one who lives and reigns for you now into eternity, the one who sends you his Spirit, his helper, so that you might overcome all that you witness in this world. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.